All right, guys, and welcome to our third Q&A episode of the month of March. This is where we answer questions that come in through the newsletter on Instagram. These are always a lot of fun to answer. We'll answer anything about training, family, pretty much anything goes. So if you want your question answered on the podcast, make sure that you subscribe to the newsletter. There's a link at the bottom of the show notes, and then you can reply to any of those emails. And we pick a few questions every month to answer. And then Jason also usually puts up a question sticker on Instagram, so you can look forward to that as well. But let's get into this one, man. This one's fun. I know the Train Hard Men's Club has been kind of near and dear and a big passion of yours. I think we're going on what, like probably like 28 weeks at this point.
It depends how you are officially, but I think this will be week 25. But you know, there's been a lot of unofficial meetups, but this is official week 25.
Dude, that's half a year, man. That's pretty much half a year. That's awesome. All right, let's get to the question. Could you please record a podcast on how you gathered men for training? Who are they? Are they your friends, neighbors, random people who answered the announcement? What their fitness level is like? How you structure these training sessions and so on. It's very interesting, and just, you know, people want more information.
I think this is a really good question, and I'm just pulling it back up again too. And I, to start off with, these began with the Train Hard Men's Club. Is in general, we meet on Saturday mornings. In general, it's like at 6:30 in the morning. But the way I like to do it, and this is just my take on it, is I like to keep switching it up. I don't want it to be get stagnant. And so we change the location. We sometimes change the date. We change the time. And the goal is to be able to accommodate different people at different times. So maybe some people, for example, they have to take their kids to soccer at a certain time. Well, maybe we bump it to 5:30 in the morning. Then there's really no excuse. But in general, it's always early. It's almost always outdoors. And it's always hard. Those are like the assumptions. It's outdoors, it's all men, it's hard. And aside from that, like everything else goes. And I think the way we started it was at my kid's school. The men's club was really known at the time for like getting together and drinking. That was what it was known for. It was known by the entire school as like, hey, the men's club just gets together, and when they do their meetups, they drink beer and they eat pizza.
So there was an existing, men's club of the dads at the kids' school.
Yeah. And most schools have some like this, right? Like it's just like a men's club. Right. Yep. And cause there's like the women's, they have like there's like the PGA, there's like, you know, all these different things. Right. But in general, the women run the school in general. And the men's club is like this auxiliary thing that would just like help out to help run sports, to do different things. And it was kind of like this side thing. And the kind of like the overarching theme at the school was like, it was looked at as like, oh yeah, these guys just get together, drink beer, whatever. And then they support the school in this way. And I kind of felt like, dude, we're more than that. We want to show the school, show ourselves, show our families like, dude, we are here to improve the overall community. It was really important to me. So I started off with my kids' school, just giving an outlet where people could come and work out and not drink beer. That was the original thing. That was the original idea. And then it just started to spawn from there to like, hey, well, it's not just about the kids' school. It's about developing a healthier community. And so then I started telling people to invite their friends. And then I told my friends at jiu-jitsu. And then I told our law enforcement friends. And it just grew from there very organically. I will say what's very important about these meetups is whoever is leading them just has to bring the energy and the positivity and set an environment that's welcoming. That's the key. Is people need to show up and be like, dude, that just made my day better and not made my day worse. And the way you do that is I bring everybody in the beginning of the session. I'm like, yo, what's up, guys? If it's your first time here, eighth time here, whatever, doesn't matter. All these workouts are scalable. Do as many reps as you want. They're all EMOMs. They're all designs that no one knows anything. Just if you're new to the game, just take it the best you can. All we're asking for is for you to train hard and let's get on with our day. And that's kind of like the pitch in the beginning.
Yeah. I just think that that's an important, like a super important point or how you've approached this that I don't want to gloss over. There are always EMOMs, which most people should know what that is, but it's every minute on the minute. So you guys are always working out like, hey, we're all going for 20 minutes. Here are the stations. Here's what you're doing. And what you mean by, so no one ever knows anything, is that like even if someone comes in and it's their first time, it's not like it's going to be a, hey, we're doing five rounds of this as fast as possible. And you have Jason finishing in 10 minutes. And then like everyone's waiting around for this person that like it's his first day and he might take 20 minutes. Like there's none of that. We're all going from minute zero to minute 20. We're all working hard. You might be doing something very different than what I'm doing, that with something someone's doing that this is their first time, but we're done at the same time. And there's no obvious like, well, he's falling way behind this guy. Everyone's just doing their own thing and they're all there to train hard. I just think that it's important to like highlight that because you kind of just like, you know, glossed over it.
I do think it's a very important. So the way that I like to structure these is we'll start off the warm up. So we'll just start like jogging. We'll do some like hamstring stretches, some basic stuff like that. Then from there, typically we'll get into some type of like low key EMOM strength. So I'll have some sandbags and be like, hey guys, just take your time, you know, do 5 to 7 reps here. Then we're going to walk over here, do some tempo pushups. We're going to go over here. We're going to do this. Take our time. Keep it like RPE, rate of perceived exertion, low key. Do that for about 15 minutes. And then we address the workout. And the reason why I like EMOMs too is that you can have limited gear. So if you only have, you know, 5 sandbags, or if you only have 5 sets of dumbbells, if you only have limited gear or 5 plates like ground overhead, you could then do, so for example, tomorrow's or Saturday's Train Hard Men's Club, my idea is to take like, let's just say 20 sandbags, and I could accommodate easily 80 people with that, because I'm gonna have 4 stations, a burpee station, a sandbag station, a sit-up station, and a shuttle run station. But if each person is now rotating for 1 minute, I could accommodate 80 people there if I only had 20 sandbags, or vice versa, right? So that's the way I structure them. And to your point, it's very, very important that people come and they never feel like there's a winner or a loser. Everybody's just there crushing it. And I don't care how many reps you get, because that's what's going to keep them coming back over time.
Dude. It's because you're all fucking winning, man. You're showing
you're
up.
All winning. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Like, no, I love this, man. And I'm glad we got the question, but I know we're going to start diving a little deeper into kind of the thinking behind the Train Hard Men's Club and hopefully helping people start it out on their own and why I think it's such a big part of what we want to do at Train Hard. You know, one thing that I know that me and you've been talking about a lot and listening to on different podcasts and stuff is, man, like it could be very isolating and lonely to be like a guy, a dude in today's world. You know, there's a lot of responsibility, and there's also just this narrative that, you know, like being a guy is supposed to be easy, and you know, that you're just supposed to like, you know, lift yourself up by your bootstraps and rub some dirt on it and so on and so forth. And while I agree to some extent that, you know, life is tough and you have to be tougher, the fact that there isn't like a place to just be alongside guys and dads that are dealing with the same stuff. And, you know, what Sal said on the podcast the other day, that like, you know, it's okay to not be okay. You know, I think that it's super powerful, man. It's powerful to just be around that. And again, not like woe is me and, you know, like just talk about like, you know, the stuff you might be dealing with, but like get after it and, you know, and like sweat together with these people and do something that's going to make you feel better and give you energy throughout the day. Like doing that together with other people and knowing that, like, you know, you might not be in it alone with whatever it is you're dealing with, because we're all dealing with something, I think is super powerful, man. And so I'm excited because I'm going to be at the one this Saturday. So I'm super, super excited to like see it. And we better bring the heat on this one. Dude, I'm fired up, like probably more than you think. So that'll be a lot of fun. But yeah, man.
Well, it goes back into the team camaraderie, right? So whether you're playing on, you know, your swim team, for example, or name any team that anybody listening to this podcast has ever been on in their lives. One of the things the team does for you is that it gives you an outlet. Like, dude, you're in the locker room and you're having a tough day. You're like, fuck, man, just having a tough day. And someone's like, bro, you got this. Or like, hey man, like what's going on? And they just like, it's not like this like huge pity party. It's just like a 30 second acknowledging that you're going through something, appreciating it. Hey, let's go hit it hard, right? But imagine like your team setting, you don't want to bring down the overall vibe of the energy in the room. Of course, you all want to lift each other up, but it also is like one of these things where like, it just may be a little subtle this or that. Like letting each other know, hey, I got you back, or hey, I have this resource for you, or I could help you with this. And it's not even just like, oh, I'm going through this with my wife or this and that. It could also be like, oh, I'm looking for a contractor for my house. I'm looking for this. It's creating connections and a networking like has been huge. And we saw that through corporate wellness back in the day through the CrossFit gyms. This is the same idea, but it's like being on a team. And a lot of people have lost the concept of being on a team. One of my favorite things going through high school and whatnot, and even competing in CrossFit, was the team dynamic. And that's what we're trying to bring on a weekly basis to this energy, is the team.
Dude, I think it's so cool. And I can't wait to see what this can grow into on a bigger scale. But, you know, maybe just kind of circling back to the actual question. And there wasn't like a specific question of like how I would, like how you would go about starting this, but I'm interpreting that as something that the person that asked what they asked might have on their mind. And I think that it's simple in that, to me, it's twofold. Thing one is like, if you want to get something like this started, you have to serve as the example. Like the reason that I'm assuming you've been so successful at getting this group together is because, dude, you look the part and act the part. Like people want to come to your Train Hard Men's Club because they're like, this guy clearly like walks the walk. Like you're not just getting a bunch of people together to train hard and then you don't do that on your own, or you wouldn't be doing this anyway if, you know, a group of people weren't showing up to your gym at 5 a.m. Like you're the guy. And so I think that anyone that wants to start getting people together and help their community, like be a healthier, tougher group of men, like it does start with yourself a little bit, in that if you're not walking the walk and you're not doing it, you're never going to be able to like attract people to want to do it with you. I think that that's an important kind of first step. And then the second thing is like not overthinking like the logistics or like how it is you're actually going to start, like, but I don't have that much equipment. Like, where would we do it? When would we meet? Like, dude, start by like getting the two friends that you have to meet you at the track once a week and like run a little bit and talk afterwards and start your, like, no equipment. Like, you don't have to reach out to anyone else. Like, literally, we all have like two dudes that I know would like benefit from this, that you could be like, hey man, I'm going to be at the track on Wednesday. If you want to join me, great. I have, you know, an idea for a workout we can do, and just like, you know, run some 400 meter repeats and fucking make it hard. That's it. You know, it could be that simple. So those are kind of like the two things for me. It's like, if you're like, hey, it would be really cool to have a group of men like Jason does that are getting after it and really like uplift the dudes around me to like be better, I think A, it starts with you being that example. And then B, once you get to the point that you want to start, like, just don't trip yourself up through the logistics, because this doesn't have to be complicated. There isn't like a perfect program. There isn't like an ideal equipment list or a perfect place to do it. Like, find a track, meet with some people, run 400 meter repeats, try really hard, and you'll get 90% of the benefits that your crew is getting. Cause I know you have equipment and space and all that stuff that maybe people are like, well, I don't have access to that. Like, you don't really need it. You need dudes. You need to work hard and you need to like be the example so that people commit to like coming and joining. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're listening to this and you're even debating, just tomorrow, just, hey, send a text message out to a couple of friends, say, hey, come to my garage. Let's just do an all body weight 30 minute workout. Boom. That's it. This is a really good example of how like you could give yourself all the excuses in the world why not to do it. It's one of those examples where it's like, I don't know. I'm sure you've had things like this, Gabe, and I've had these things too, where it's like, it's easy to be like, well, I don't have, you know, this microphone. I don't have this. So I can't start this event. There's a lot of reasons why you can say, I can't do this because I don't have these things. Right. And the reality is like, don't worry about all those things. Just send out a text message and go train hard. And if it's by yourself, that's it. And like, I started off back in the day, I would just assume like, dude, if no one shows up, it's fine. I'm still going
to work out anyway.
I'm going to be pushing a sled up this giant ass hill. I'm doing it. If you want to meet me there at 6 a.m., let's go. If not, then I'm going to be doing it anyways. And luckily people showed up.
Yeah. People have showed up, man. People have showed up. And also like, you've had like a huge impact on them and the community. And like, this also has ripple effects, which I think is important for people to realize too. Like, the guys that are coming and working out with you, like, they're getting healthier. they're starting to pay more attention to stuff. Like they're starting to get some more confidence, like all of the good things that happened, they're getting it. But like, then the people around them are also like, dude, he's been like going to these train hard men's clubs and he's like feeling better, looking better, like more confident. Like maybe I should start doing these things. And indirectly, the impact that that can have is huge. So yeah, man, dude, I love what you're doing. I'm excited to be there on Saturday. I'm excited that people are thinking about like doing this and are interested by the idea and are hopefully, you know, going out and starting to, you know, put steps forward to doing it. But yeah, man,
that's it.
Yeah. And we'll talk about this more, but I'm glad this question came in and that we covered it on this episode.